And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And we thank you for your question this week. How can I let go of bitter old resentments? This is a big deal for human beings because humans tend to collect old hurts and resentments, pain, and they do not process through these things to let them go in the moment. First and foremost, it is important for you to recognize a bitter old resentment that you are holding onto, because often, as they are so much in the past, you have no awareness of them, and it is just a collection, one layer on top of the other, of long ago, past held resentments. So we ask you first to become aware of a particular resentment. For example, a relationship that ended and it was painful to you, and you hold against the other the way that it ended and how it was communicated or not communicated. Take a moment to be in that experience. Experience the pain of disillusionment, of betrayal, of whatever the emotions are that come up for you. Allow them to be released from your body, and this could be shakes or tears or coughing. It does not matter. Include your body in this process. Be at the center of your being when you do this, because this is where the place of greatest wisdom and truth will come to you. This is the place where God and your spirit come to you as well. And ask the questions. What was my responsibility in this breakup? How did I create pain for the other? Ask for the wisdom to know that the relationship gave you all that it was intended to give you, whether it was joyful or painful. Every relationship in your human life is a teacher. Be still and ask the question, what was I to learn from this relationship? What are the gifts, the teachings? And be still and allow these answers to come to you. They are coming to you from God and your spirit. Also ask the question, why am I holding on to it? How does it serve me to hold on to the pain, the bitterness, the desolation? And you may hear answers like, it serves your ego to be better than the other, or it serves your ego to be a victim, or it serves your ego to feel that you have been wronged, and you can hold on to this as a sword that continues to strike out at the other. And there is your revenge. It will be many things for you. Your humility and willingness to come to the central point of your being. This is your heart center. And to bow in humility and ask for the truth to be revealed to you. The truth will set you free. This is the big answer to your question. The truth will set you free. Holding on to old, past, difficult resentments keeps you in a position of powerlessness and lack of freedom, because in holding on to these difficulties and pains, they are taking up territory within your being. You want to free all of your territory for the goodness and the joy and the liveliness and the spontaneity and the gratitude and the light that is intended for you and that is waiting for you, and to fill those patches of difficulty and where the light wants to come through. This work, we know, is a challenge, especially to the ego. So it is most important for you to recognize when the ego is at play, because as you are doing your homework here, your ego will be railing and having great volume about why it's important for you to hold on to these past resentments and memories. They do not serve you in any way, dear ones. See this first, and then begin the work to clear these holdings so that space is freed up within your being for all of the goodness and love and light that is intended for you from the God that created you. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.